When a loved one passes away, there are any number of ways that we might choose to remember or memorialize him or her. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. When John Winslow Ledbetter, a well-known longtime resident of Asheville and an avid hiker and Boy Scout leader, died in March of 2011, his wife Gwenda thought about what she would like to do to honor his memory as well. Gwenda Ledbetter approached Mark Archambault, a stonemason and artist working at traditional dry stonework, and asked for his help. I asked Mark to start by telling me what he had learned about Dr. Ledbetter during the process.
Well, his name was John Winslow Ledbetter, and he'd spent most of his life in Asheville, though I believe he was born in a flatter part of North Carolina. And once he found his way into the mountains, he never wanted to leave. And he was a doctor, I believe a neurologist here in town, and an active scout leader for most of his life. Seems to be very well known in the scouting community. I was somewhere and I met a guy who had been involved with the scouts for several years out of D.C., and he'd never met John, but he was aware of John's work and his legacy up at the main office for the scouts in Washington. And he was also an avid mountaineer, and that sort of went along with the scouts, but pretty much every opportunity he had, he was out hiking, either by himself or with his family or with his scout troops.
Before we talk about the memorial, talk a little bit about your business and why Gwenda Ledbetter may have chosen you to do her husband's memorial.
It's called Hammerhead Stoneworks, and I started it about 3 years ago. I had been working for a larger company that sort of suffered during the economy, so I went out on my own about 3 years ago, and I'm based in Asheville, and I do stone masonry, but I have a particular focus on dry stone masonry, so work walls and patios and steps that don't require mortar.
That's the old way of doing it, is it not?
And there are still a handful of us that still do it that way. I do use mortar in certain occasions, but my go-to is I prefer to do things dry.
Tell us about how you came to do the memorial for John Winslow Ledbetter.
Well, last summer, I guess that'd be summer of 2011, I was working on an art project for the city of Gainesville, Florida. And it was this big mosaic patio, is what I was calling it, that had a nautilus shape in it, a bunch of different stones. And I was pretty excited about it, but I was about to pack it on a truck and take it away, and nobody would ever see it. So I had this sort of impromptu open house at the shop space I was renting. And one of my friends brought this woman I'd never met before named Gwenda to it. And Gwenda mentioned that her husband had died recently, and she was trying to come up with a memorial and asked if I would build a cairn for her husband in the cemetery. And I said I'd be happy to do that. And a few months later, she contacted me, and we went out to Riverside Cemetery in Montford, and she showed me the gravesite, and her husband John is in a gravesite immediately next to a fellow named Vadim Bora, who was a very revered sculptor and art teacher here in Asheville. And his memorial was a boulder, I think it was like a river boulder that's like 6 or 7 feet tall, and it was standing straight up in the ground over his burial site. And so we started having a conversation about a cairn, which is sort of a mound of rocks. She liked it because it was this idea of sort of wayfinding in the mountains, which was meaningful to John and his experience. But my concern was that Vadim's piece is so tall and so striking that anything that we did that was also vertical, I felt it was going to look like we were trying to compete. Or at the worst, it was going to look like Laurel and Hardy, because this is sort of tall and his is tall and kind of elegant and shapely, and a cairn by its very nature is going to be sort of low and squat. And so when I was making my proposal, I drew a picture of a cairn and how it might work, but then I also sketched out this flat memorial that would sort of, they took the vertical space and we'd take the horizontal space. When we'd first met, Gwenda had given me this little postcard that had been handed out at his memorial service that had, I think it was a quote by John Muir and John's name and, you know, the dates. But it had this very simple drawing at the top that was of a hiker sort of resting on his walking stick looking out over the mountain. And this was a drawing that John had done sort of as a logo for his scout troop many years ago. And so I adapted that drawing into a flat piece of stonework with the similar shapes and a hiker looking out over the mountains. And I presented that to her at the same time. And I guess I made a convincing case because that's what the family elected to go with.
It is extraordinary. I've actually gone to the website to look at it, and you can tell how much thought and effort went into it, not only on your part, but on the part of Mrs. Ledbetter as well. Did you actually put it together there on the burial site?
I did. I do this sort of templating process, so my shapes, when I'm cutting the stones, they're pretty close to what I need. And I created, at my workshop, I sort of created the space I was going to fill, and I had it fitted there. But when you bring it to the job site, or in this case, when I brought it to the cemetery, you know, there are different factors, and it was at a different angle and stuff like that. And so I had to put it together there. But there's a border that's sort of standing up like edging or curbing that is anchored in concrete, but then the rest of it is just laid in the ground over gravel. And so you had... I have a little bit of wiggle room as I'm fitting things. If water builds up, or it can sort of drain through it as opposed to get into the cracks and between the mortar and stuff like that. So this is dry laid, and I think as a result is going to last quite a bit longer than if it had been a mortared surface.
Was Gwenda pleased with it?
Yes, very much so. Almost by accident, I installed it the 1 year anniversary of his passing. And I had called her and told her, you know, I'm going to be finishing up today or whatever. And pretty much as I was finishing up, she came to the cemetery. In addition to the memorial, I built a bench, a stone bench at the bottom of it. And so she and I sat there together for a little while in that place, which was, the whole thing was a fairly moving experience for me. You know, I'm accustomed to talking to people about what they might want to do with their patio space. Are they entertaining? Is it just for them? Mornings, afternoons, or steps up to their house or down or whatever. And so to be talking instead about what somebody meant to a family or what were his favorite things, or it was a different level of emotion, a very different experience for me, one that I found pretty amazing and eye-opening. And so to have it sort of reach its completion with the piece there in the ground and Gwenda and I sitting there together and, you know, sharing an experience but also having our own individual experiences, it was pretty powerful. It convinced me that it was a type of work I'd like to do more of for that reason alone, just how I was able to kind of walk it with her, if you will.
What is your website address so that people can go and see this project as well as other work you've done?
It's Hammerhead Stoneworks, hammerheadstoneworks.com.
Mark Archambault, traditional dry stone worker and artist, thank you for sharing this story with us. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.